Introduction. This version of FM 3-09 codifies the multi-domain approach to fire support and field artillery operations in terms of the combined arms employment of capabilities from multiple domains. A domain is a physically defined portion of an operational environment requiring a unique set of warfighting capabilities and skills, FM 3-0. The aim of this publication is to establish the functions and principles of fire support planning, coordination, execution, and assessment, and to describe the fire support system in terms of its major components, functions, and required products. This publication describes the fire support system as a complete entity and gives equal treatment to all the diverse assets and capabilities that are designated as elements of the fire support system. The theme of this publication is that the successful delivery of fires depends on the rapid and continuous integration and synchronization of all forms of fire support assets with all dynamics of combat power and across all domains for one purpose. This is to place the correct types and volume of fire at the right time and on the right targets across all domains to ensure the success of the supported commander's concept of operations. This publication provides the foundation for the development of subordinate fire support and field artillery doctrine, force design, materiel acquisition, professional education, and individual and unit training. Fire Support and Field Artillery Techniques manuals go into further detail to explain specific duties for those individuals who work within the fire support system. This publication will not describe prototype or non-validated systems. The source document for FM 3-09 continues to be FM 3-0 Operations. The major changes from the 2020 FM 3-09 are as follows. Aligns with FM 3-0 on the Army Strategic Context and Joint Competition Continuum, Competition Below Armed Conflict, Crisis, and Armed Conflict. Aligns terms and definitions with FM 3-0. Updated the logic chart. Formally recognizes multi-domain operations and its tenets. Added tables aligning the tenets and imperatives of operations with fire support and field artillery procedures. Updated the difference between the theater fires command and the theater fires element for clarity. Introduces operational fires command. Modified multiple fire support definitions to align with multi-domain operations doctrine. Adds a maritime section to the appendix on environmental and terrain considerations. Modified use of maneuver commander to supported commander in appropriate areas to facilitate alignment with multi-domain doctrine. FM 3-09 contains 6 chapters and 4 appendices. Chapter 1 covers an overview of the foundations of fire support. Chapter 1 begins by defining fire support, describes the characteristics of fire support, adds fire support considerations for the tenets and imperatives of operations, defines the fire support system, and fire support functions to include joint and multi-domain operations. Chapter 2 covers the components of the fire support system. This includes fire support command and control elements, target acquisition, and attack/delivery systems. Chapter 3 covers fire support and the operations process. It describes the basic fire support functions. It also covers fire support planning principles, and fire support and the military decision-making process. Chapter 4 covers the role of the field artillery, command and support relationships, field artillery inherent responsibilities, the key considerations for field artillery employment, and fire direction. Chapter 5 covers fire support operations during competition and crisis. Chapter 6 covers fire support in large-scale combat operations, describes general fire support considerations, provides tactics for fire support for the defense, addresses tactics for fire support for the offense, and covers enabling, stability, and reconstitution operations. Appendix A covers the development of essential fire support tasks and essential field artillery tasks. Appendix B covers fire support coordination measures to include permissive and restrictive coordination measures. Appendix C covers denied, degraded, and disrupted operations to include types of conditions and the 5 requirements for accurate predicted fire during these operations. Appendix D covers environmental and terrain considerations for fire support and field artillery. Appendix E, targeting and Army air support requests.